Television.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
Did you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, it's time once again for Happy Dad is the Dude Day. That's right, it's Father's Day on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We are live and rocking it this weekend, floating freely through the ethers here on this Father's Day. I am grateful to be here with you, in fact, and I've been roughhousing the kids. Yes, roughhousing the kids, and people go, what are you doing to your kids? Well, it turns out I've been doing just what I was supposed to do with my kids. Dads, you out there, do you roughhouse with your kids? It turns out it's good for them. Not that I had any doubt about that, but it's great to see that there's some common sense in, let's say, the raising of children. You know, it's just like, you get your kids are a couple of little yard apes I have. You know, they're just crazy. They just have energy out the you-know-what. And you rough them up a bit. Now, no, you don't bruise them up, but, this is the kind of thing that's fun for, being a dad, what I love about it. And there's an article here. I open up today's show on the Robert Scott Bell Show with an ABC News Health article. Roughhousing with Dad, crucial for development, say researchers. So, Dad, don't tell anybody, don't let anybody tell you that, you got to be a little gentler with your children. No, I'm not talking about beating your kids. But wrestling around with them and stuff, they love it. It's fun. It's great. It's good for them. According to this article, these kinds of lessons can be crucial in child developmental stages as they begin to build their outlook on the world. We think it has implications for children's resilience. So if parents want their children to grow up and not get into drugs and not get into trouble, if they want them to do well academically, then this is probably a good thing to do, according to the study author here. He says, we did find a correlation so that the dads whose play was much better coordinated according to our measures, those children had less problems. In other words, it isn't that, go over there, kid, don't bother me, get in that corner, play over there. But, get in there and play with them if you don't. I mean, this is the greatest thing about, dads. I remember going back to my childhood, roughhousing with my dad. You know, I lost my dad a couple of years back. I've told the story as well a few times. I don't need to revisit it, but he was he died of basically kidney failure, renal failure. He was on I don't like to think about it, but the dialysis that he went through, it didn't work so well for him, 7 months on that. And of course it was a gut-wrenching thing to lose Dad, but still the memories live on, and some of the best memories I have as a kid is roughhousing, wrestling around. And sometimes you get a little hurt, but it's just part of getting dinged up as a kid, and so they're fond memories. And, today we spent a couple hours at the beach, running around the beach, swimming around and stuff. So, again, I'm just grateful. I'm just waxing poetic here. Maybe not so poetic. But just much gratitude for being a dad and for having the time I did with my dad and his granddad. Now, speaking of great granddads, I'd say the great granddad award of the week has to go to Ron Paul. Congressman Ron Paul. Did you see him? It was at the Republican Liberty Conference, was it? In New Orleans? He won the straw poll handily. Here's a guy who exemplifies a dad, fit and running around and being an example, what I'd say is a good dad, good family man. And I'd like to see more of us do that. So many kids growing up without the dads because of a lot of things. And I think one of those things happens to be the influence of government on the family, the destruction of the family by government influence interference. And, there's so much controversy. If you saw the Republican debate that, Ron and a few others were in New Hampshire. Always on the Republican side, they talk about defining marriage, right? Is it a man? Is it a woman? Where do you think? Defensive marriage or not? Why, you know, am I alone here saying I don't want the government anywhere in my marriage? Is that just too radical to conceive of, that we wouldn't want the government in any marriages whatsoever? That it's a private thing? It's a thing between my wife, myself, and the Creator? You know, or your church or your synagogue? Is that unreasonable of me to say, Dad, you know, I want to defend the sanctity of marriage, but not because I want the government to defend it. I want to defend it. And I'm going to defend it for my family unit. And I think about defending not only the family unit, but the children as well. There are some stories out here that are incredible this weekend related to what kids are being exposed to. Not only maybe they're not getting enough roughhousing, but there are other things that are happening, like fluoride in the water. Dads, think about this. What have you done? Here, yeah, I'm not picking on Dad Day, but come on, it's our day, right? I can't. There's not one day I can't pick on myself and other dads. What have we done to stop the fluoride from coming in to the water in our homes and into our children? You know, we often talk about moms seemingly are the ones, they go out to shop, they get the good food, they're out at the health food stores, the natural products things, they're the ones buying the supplements. Dads, you think you're invincible, and you let mom do all that. Hey, I understand that. But, you know, at what point do we as dads stand up for our family and defend them from the horrific assault from modern chemical agriculture, the chemical additives into the water supply like fluoride? And just yesterday, we had this article coming out on Natural News, naturalnews.com. Ethan wrote for Mike Adams and Natural News, the Health Ranger. Health Freedom Victory, Fairbanks, Alaska. The city council there voted to end water fluoridation. Can you imagine? Up there in Alaska, I love my listeners up there in Alaska. You guys love liberty, I know it. And in Fairbanks, they love it even more. They're going to be a lot harder to control you in Fairbanks, Alaska now, because you've just stopped one of the main ways that they can dampen and weaken the will of dads and moms and kids alike. So sometimes, according to this article, organizing like-minded individuals, petitioning, showing up to city council meetings to express your thoughts actually does make all the difference in instigating positive change. Health-conscious individuals from Fairbanks, Alaska recently achieved a huge health freedom victory when their city council voted almost unanimously to end water fluoridation. And, you know, this is despite the fact that the chemical industry finds out, oh my gosh, there's a municipality that wants to end fluoridation. Send the big guns, send the lawyers in, send the pseudoscientists in to convince everybody that without fluoride in the water, we're all going to die of tooth decay. Never mind. Never mind that fluoride, if it has any benefit whatsoever, it is only for topical use. And even that I would dispute, but because it's so dang toxic, it kills stuff. And it might kill microbes that contribute to tooth decay, right? We talk about the decay of the teeth, cavities, etc. But that very same fluoride is responsible for the mottling and the weakening of the teeth, the skeletal system. That's right, the entire skeletal system. It affects the thyroid, the thymus, the pineal gland. Fluoride is a toxic waste product of aluminum, bauxite, and other forms of mining. They mine this stuff, and it's a waste product, and then they dump it into the water and tell you it's good for you. Dads, put your foot down. Don't let your family consume this stuff. Protect your children. Protect your children. And then think about it this way. You know, again, I have two kids, 11 and 6 now, just about to be 6. And I'm thinking about, what will they have kids when they're older? Will they be able to have kids? Do you realize how much infertility is becoming a commonplace way of life in the West and maybe in other parts of the world? Dads, you realize if you have a kid, you're a dad already. What about those listening that want to be dads one day? Are you aware that the simple act of consuming commercially grown, conventionally grown, pesticide-laden foods reduces sperm count and motility? Do you want to have kids? And this is not even talking about the estrogenic impact, the hormonal, the endocrine disrupting impact of those pesticides, endocrine disruptors, bisphenol A, BPA exposure, which is happening to all of our kids. They're finding it in their bloodstream. And when is it, are you going to stop relying just on mom to protect us, right? Moms against mercury. Moms against vaccination. Moms, you understand what's happening. The moms are the ones that are speaking out the loudest. The dads sort of come along for the ride, with some exceptions. There are some good dads out there, and I'd love to hear from you today. If you're defending your family from toxic assault, from government, from big pharma, from big agribusiness, this is the day. I'm floating free today. I mean, I'm just riffing off the top of my head here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Those of you who want to check out my website, it's robertscottbell.com, robertscottbell.com. When you go there, we've got an automatic live stream link, if you will, to my show Monday through Friday. That's on naturalnewsradio.com. You can, you know, if you don't want to listen to it, just press stop when you open the thing. But if you want to check out some of the links and some of the stories I may be covering here, you go to robertscottbell.com, sign up for email alerts, and blast through that website. But if you'd like to be part of the show today, if you've got something to share, dads, and okay, moms, you want to come through and brag on dad or your husband who is a dad, I want to hear from you. 800-259-5791, a little latitude, leeway on the phones today if you're not out there cooking out. If you are cooking out, give me a call. Let me know how the cookout's going. I hope that you're if you're doing some barbecue, you got some free-range organic meats. If you're doing it that way, please let me know. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Special thanks to those of you listening throughout the world through TalkStream Live. And you got the link over to GCN Genesis Communications Network. This is your hour. This is your couple of hours here. I'm still shocked about this thing in Alaska that they actually got the fluoride taken out. They're trying to do that in Austin, Texas. Do you know, Austin's a really progressive town, really open to natural, organic, sustainable, and they're still trying to beat back the council there. The council members are still going, "Whoa, we need this fluoride in our system." No, we don't. We need to wake up, recognize that the family unit, sanctity of the family, is not going to be protected by government. In fact, it's assaulted by government. And dads, it's your time to stand up and protect the family. Protect your kids. Protect your wife. I want to hear from you. 800-259-5791. Rocking the Hill for lots of healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you for being here. Coming right back with more powerful healing. Say thanks to my sponsors.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5-milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals. so it detoxifies heavy metals, including mercury, lead, and cadmium. Zeo King Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your Zeo King Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck.
Yes, it's Father's Day on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm glad to be with you. Thank you for helping me rock the health world every week on GCN around the nation. All the great affiliates carrying the Robert Scott Bell Show. Also reminding you, if you can't get enough one day a week, I know I can't. Five additional days, Monday through Friday, through naturalnewsradio.com. Mike Adams, Health Ranger, helping me out there. And we do. We rock it. There's not enough we can fit in. I mean, there's too much. In fact, we can fit into 2 hours a week. So that's why we do that now, 6 days a week. It is Father's Day. The phone lines are open for you. Moms, you can call bragging on your husbands who are good dads, 800-259-5791. If you have a message for dads out there, a special dad, or, you know, are you seeing the dads defending the family? I mean, this is a concern for me because I've seen in the holistic realm, you know, people that are into natural healing who have been through illnesses and ailments, it's the moms typically are the ones that are looking out for the, you know, to improve the diet of the family, are they not? And I understand that. I mean, my wife takes incredible care of me and the kids in that way. I go into a health food store or a Whole Foods or one of these things or even a mainstream grocery store to look for something organic. You know, I practically go catatonic. I'm overwhelmed in those places. Honestly, I am. I can multitask on the air all I want, but I'm in those places. I'm like, I gotta become a bumbling, you know, whatever, a fool. I just like drooling. What is all of this? I don't know what to do. Where do I, hey, is there any real food in here? Any food in here that's not a box? And that, you know, that's just my thing. And, you know, as a dad, sometimes I'll be sent out to run the errands. Of course, it's always fun when mom sends you out, you know, your wife sends you out for things that you're like, yes, that's for my wife. That's not mine. Your dad, you know what I'm talking about. Occasionally that happens. But, again, concern for our kids. Will they be able to have kids? Will dad become grandpa or not? Is it possible? Environmental causes of infertility. I have a link up, and I'm not sure if I also have to see if I linked it at the blog at chem-talks.com, Environmental Causes of Infertility. It's an incredible thing to witness how much of a decline of fertility we have had over the last 50, 60, 70 years. And it seems to be greatly accelerating with every day more toxicological exposures, and then we can talk radiation as well, which I'm definitely going to bring that up, no doubt, what's happening there and how to protect the family, how to protect the kids. But, this is a very real issue. If you are not feeding your kids organically grown foods, you are setting them up for a great deal of difficulty in basically continuation of the species, if you will. If you want to see the family continue and grow and flourish, we're giving these kids food that is literally putting their cells in a state of defensive posture. Now, we talk about national defense here. We talk about the right to defend yourself, but your cells also are dealing with this. They don't have a permit. They don't need a permit to carry a gun, right? You know, oh, we need a license to carry a firearm. That is a birthright. If you have the ability to defend yourself, you need to exercise it when you need to exercise it, not ask for permission. Let me check. Can I get a license? Can I have permission to defend myself? That's not a dad-like thing to ask. Don't ask for permission. It is your birthright. Now, your cells don't ask for permission either. You put these toxicologically enhanced, if you will, enhancement is the wrong word, but laced foods in your body. Those toxins go in amidst all the other things, some of which may be good for the body, and sends your cells scurrying for cover. Run! They don't have flak jackets. They have an antioxidant defense mechanism, but you continue to put these toxins in the body, it's going to deplete the nutrients that are necessary, the vital minerals necessary to defend these cells, and then they are defenseless when the stores are used up. And if you're not supplementing your kid's diet, are your kids taking extra minerals? Are they getting whole food selenium like you are, or you should be, like mom is doing? These are the things that are very critical to do. I mean, we make a smoothie for my son in the mornings. Lots of organic fruits and different things. We'll put in some One World Whey, give him a little whey protein to help enhance glutathione. We'll grind up some whole food selenium in there. We'll grind up a little whole food GTF chromium in that smoothie. We will put some sea vegetation in there, kelp, whatever. And we're gonna pump up his defense system. He's a kid, man. They're exposed to things that as an adult, it's bad enough. But as a child, they have less and less of an ability to defend themselves against the toxic onslaught. Now, miscarriage nowadays is more common, along with low sperm counts. Women experiencing miscarriages typically had husbands with lower sperm counts. On average, 48% of husband's sperm appeared abnormal, i.e. two heads, two tails. We're talking science fiction here when they're under microscopic examination. And men who fathered normal pregnancies had a 25% higher sperm count and only 5% visually abnormal sperm. So what we're talking about here, men, even if you got some good critters down there that'll swim up and fertilize an egg, if a lot of them are bad, it's going to tell you about the health of those that actually make it. And it will result in aberrant forms of life or life that is not sustained in utero. That is, these miscarriages are not a random act of God. They're a toxicological issue. And so if you want to have kids, ladies, get your man, feed your man organic food. Clean up his act, detoxify his body, give him selenium. By the way, gold is also really great. You know, I've talked about silver a lot over the years because, of course, it helps the immune system. It restores integrity to a lot of immune function. It reduces the microbial burden and it regenerates healthy new tissue. But gold is particularly profound when it comes to reproductive health. Yes, that's right, men and women, but particularly men here, will need a lot. In fact, men, you know, again, it's Father's Day. We can talk straight. Let's be frank about this. We talk about gold. Gold is utilized in the reproductive organs. Very, 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 a lot. I mean, we're not talking about eating a big gold ring, but gold is a trace element as well. And my friends up there in Alaska, you guys got the best gold available to you. That's right. Do you eat Alaskan bee pollen? I have never in my life seen as much gold in bee pollen as there is in the wild Alaskan bee pollen. You want to increase fertility, virility, all of those good things up in Alaska? Go out and collect and get some of that bee pollen. That's a great gift for Father's Day. Say, if you can send it down to the lower 48 to some men in need, it's a wonderful, wonderful gift. Bee pollen, because it has a high content of gold. Normally it does anyway, but it's off the charts good when it's coming from Alaska. So we're looking at solutions for men here as well as recognizing the detrimental impact of the environmental toxins on male vitality, health, the ability to be a father, much less those of you who want to be a father again and again and again for those of you who are feeling prolific. I have two kids. My wife says, that's it. Stay away. Enough. Enough. Two is enough. But honey, come on, honey. No. Two is plenty. And I have another friend who's just about to get married, and he says, yeah, I just hang out with your kids for a couple hours. That's birth control enough for me. You know, if you're not ready for kids, you know it. Hang out with some kids for a while, and you'll say, not time for me yet. Not time for me. In fact, you know, the thing is, and I've told this story once before, how do you know when you're ready to be a dad? How do you know when you're ready to be a dad? For me, this is how I knew. Because, you know, part of being a male is like you're young, you're in your 20s, you're like, I don't want to slow down and be a dad. It'll crimp my style, whatever. I just imagined my life 10 years into the future. I just closed my eyes, took a deep breath, and imagined my life 10 years in the future with kids or without kids. This is when I was in my 20s. And when I imagined my life 10 years in the future, where I'd be late 30s at that time, without kids, I was very sad. At that point, I knew I was ready to have kids. Happy Father's Day from the Robert Scad Bell Show, rocking the health world. Call in if you've got a story about dad or anything you want to ask. Wide open, 800-259-5791. We're coming right back with more powerful healing on the United States of Health Talk Radio. Thanks for being here.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile, and our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your Social Security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offer some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553 or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
You know, a new father quickly learns that his child invariably comes to the bathroom at precisely the times when he's in there, as if he needed company. The only way for this father to be certain of bathroom privacy is to shave at the gas station. Yeah, that's a great quote from Bill Cosby, who did so much on fatherhood. It's really quite astonishing. And had some discussions with Dick Gregory again, a civil rights era comedian who's still going strong at 80, quite astonishingly. And this guy was literally talking about health and diet and whole foods long before people even knew what food was. I mean, I grew up with food out of a box, grocer's freezer, so I had a lot to unlearn to relearn what I know today to bring healing to those who are ready to be healed, right? It's not a mystery. It's not magic like Bill Gates claims vaccines are magic. But healing in this case. And you know, Dick was great. He was talking about, querying him about, you know, the problems on the planet, so to speak. What is it? Is it the politics? Is it, you know, is it racism? Is this, is that? You know, and he says it's mom and dad. He says it's mom and dad. I was shocked when he first said that. You know, we can go off and blame everybody for everything, right? It's the Democrats, it's the Republicans, it's this and that. He says, but it's mom and dad. It's how they feed you. Did they teach you to eat? Did they teach you that your food mattered, that the quality mattered? Did they allow you to be vaccinated? You know, all of these things are really tough because you can grow up and look back at mom and dad with anger about anything. I mean, heck, we all have some complaints about it, right? It's just normal about it, you know, growing up. My kids aren't teenagers yet, so I'm going to experience that probably more intensely. It's just a normal part of the transition. I understand. Talk to my producer, Don, about that. He's got teenagers. I'm going to him for advice when my kids get older. But in this case, we look at mom and dad, and they had given up on their birthright in healing, their connection to truth, to facts that were not being delivered appropriately from the so-called authoritarian establishment, whether it be the medical community, medical doctors, from pediatricians, or even prior to that, from OBGYNs, that were not trained holistically, that looked at childbirth as basically a disease that needed to be hospitalized for. And now we have the FDA going in and say, hey, we need your birthing tubs because they don't have 510K pre-market authorization to exist. They're an unapproved medical device. And so moms and dads, maybe grandmas and grandpas, you gave up. You just said, all right, I'm turning it over to the state. I'm turning it over to government. They know better. They know how to raise my kids. They know that breast milk's not good, so they gave me this powder and told me it would be better for my child. And they could have said, no, I reject that. You in government, you who have a licensed degree from a medical school, do not know more than I do as a mom or as a dad, right? At any point, they could have rejected the bad advice, the authoritarian power structure that, you know, convinced us that our children were merely some type of robot that as long as we gave them calories, no matter what was in the calories, didn't matter. Trans fat, sure. Your child has a vaccine deficiency disease. They have to believe it because seemingly every year they add one or two or more new vaccines into the schedule. And it is up to mom and dad to say no, is it not? Is it up to mom and dad to take them to the doctor or not? Were we programmed to believe that every child had to have a pediatrician? What happened to those days when an herbalist and a homeopath and other natural healers would have much more sense about development of children? And I don't advocate for the abolition of pediatricians, don't get me wrong here. But by and large, pediatricians as they exist today are basically designed to keep you coming in for shots. And when the shots damage your gut, then they keep you coming in for antibiotics. And when the antibiotics stop, where they go on and on and on. And so we are basically raising our children pharmaceutically, except for those who have now woken up. And you get you, mom and dad, dad's day, right? Father's day are going to be the ones that put a stop to this. To say no more. I love you, mom and dad, but we're not going down that road with my kids. I learned the hard way about what it's like to be grown pharmaceutically. And that's why I'm raising my kids organically, without vaccines, without antibiotics. They haven't had to need them. Imagine that. And it is possible. But you got to keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show to learn how to do that. Hey, I had a question about thyroid issues on Facebook. Alicia puts in there. Let's see if we can get to that next. If you don't mind, I'll do it. It is Father's Day. 800 is the number. 259-5791. Coming right back.
Nordic Naturals offers a complete line of omega-3s from fish in combination with omega-6s from organic borage oil and evening primrose oil. Involved in research and education, Nordic Naturals is the chosen brand for various clinical trials at accredited universities and research institutions. All of Nordic Naturals products are made exclusively from three fish species, Arctic cod, anchovies, and sardines, as they are naturally high in the omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA. Many of us lack essential fatty acids, or EFAs. Some of the early signs of EFA deficiency: fatigue, heart problems, immune weakness, poor circulation, and often depression. If you're one of the many Americans suffering from these symptoms, give Nordic Naturals a call at 800-662-2544 or visit them on the web at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, the company that cares not only about you, but also the environment.
You've been waiting and waiting and waiting to prepare, and now
It's here now. The huge summer blowout sale at TrueWilderness.com. How much will you save? Up to 70% store-wide. Save this week on Alpine Air No. 10 cans, Wise Food Storage, Berkey Water Filters, Food Dehydrators, Pressure Cookers, Sawyer Water Filters, and much more at up to 70% off. But only at TrueWilderness.com. This is the preparedness sale you've been waiting for. TrueWilderness.com has every item you need for any emergency. Shelter in backpacks, knives and tools, lighting and radios, first aid, food storage, water filters, and much more. And now, during the huge summer blowout sale, save up to 70%. Call 877-573-7173 or go to TrueWilderness.com. Hurry, call 877-573-7173 or shop online at TrueWilderness.com. This summer sale is going on now through June 25th. True Wilderness, an urban survival company.
Hello, everyone. This is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and carry products discussed on Robert's show, such as the Sovereign Silver, 100% whole food chromium and selenium that our good friend and health expert Chris Barr talks about. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12+. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that combines ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is required. Why is Probiotics 12 Plus the finest of its kind? It works, and works well. Call us toll-free 866-424-1077. We're here to help you. That's 1-866-424-1077. Or go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and stay healthy, naturally.
Look out, Big Pharma. There's a new sheriff in town.
You called down the thunder, well, now you've got it.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, happy Dad is the due day. Hopefully you're taking care of Dad wherever you are. Dad, if you're on your own out traveling, whatever, take care, whatever. Grateful for all that you do to protect your children, protect your family. And this is the show to do it at, the Robert Scott Bell Show. Live on GCN every week and affiliates all around these United States. Thank you for being here. Call in number if you'd like to be part of the show today. Wide open, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. 9-1. You know, I'm not picking on moms and dads that didn't get it right because it's part of the learning process. And you know from me, if you've been listening to the show for a long time, I'm grateful for all the suffering I went through to learn what I learned because I couldn't help anybody if I had just been a random act of a lightning strike that got me well from 24 years of chronic diseases. That's just not how life typically works. You know, it can happen sometimes when you don't need something anymore. It could, in the blink of an eye, be gone. But in my case, of course, I had to work my little tushy off to get well. And some of the things I've learned since then, which took 2 years to overcome, I might have been able to collapse time and space a bit and accelerate that healing down to 2 months in some ways. But that's what happens with life and experience. And by the time a man realizes that maybe his father was right, he usually has a son who thinks he's wrong. And that's a quote from Charles Wadsworth. Charles Wadsworth. And, you know, this is the thing about that which is right about dads. You know, those that are standing up to protect us from the dangers of big government, the dangers of modern medicine, etc. And it takes a courageous dad to do so because sometimes the moms are more scared. Although in reverse of that, I've seen with the vaccine issue. But what about the love affair or the lust affair with ionizing radiation? The ionizing radiation love affair of modern medicine. Well, I had a question here on one of my posts. Actually, I linked to on Facebook. Modern medicine loves ionizing radiation, 700 x-rays at a time. Double scans, we talk about double CT scans, expose patients to extra radiation while heaping millions of dollars in extra costs on an already overburdened Medicare program. This is the reason why I say good insurance is a dangerous thing. You like Medicare, it will guarantee that you get extra radiation with your CAT scans. This is a story out of the New York Times where hospitals were performing needless double CT scans. And Alicia writes in the comments, can you speak about thyroid health and how you can reverse damage done to the thyroid from scans, radioactive iodine to destroy the thyroid, and nutrition? You spoke about it a while back. but I don't remember who you were speaking with or the date of the show. You expect me, Alicia, to remember that? I can't remember all these shows now. 6 days a week, there's loads of them. But I will tell you that the assault on the thyroid is very real, and it comes, again, from vaccinations. My wife was a civilian military brat, and they vaccinated the you-know-what out of her and nearly destroyed her thyroid as a teenager. When we first met, she was on high doses of Synthroid, and the doctors were thinking of radiating. Yes, radiating her thyroid, just destroying it, putting her on a permanent state of drugs, and you do not live long, healthy, and happy lives when doctors do that. Isn't that bizarre that they would look at your thyroid and go, oh, let's just nuke it, and that's medicine? We got enough nuclear radiation coming around the world right now that we need modern medicine to CT scan us to death or purposefully put in radioactive iodine to destroy our thyroid because it's misbehaving. And it's misbehaving because it's nutritionally deficient and it is toxicologically proficient, which is not a good thing to be. And of course, in homeopathic terms, we really need to understand what has assaulted the thyroid. But we can always use the two homeopathic medicines that will help to the greatest degree possible that they can. And that includes the homeopathic form of iodine, which is iodum. Iodum, I-O-D-U-M. Now, ladies that are intolerant of iodine, possibly because you're getting it from the wrong source, the wrong form, if you would consume some form of genuine seaweed, you'll find that things will go better for you. But the doctors will try and convince you, no, don't do that, it's going to mess you up. Because they put these other forms in there that are just messing with your receptor sites. The other homeopathic remedy is thyroidinum. It's basically the word thyroid and add an I-N-U-M, thyroidinum. These are homeopathic medicines, so they can't be toxic for you. And these are two homeopathic medicines that can address thyroid function. I've also talked about increasing selenium levels. If you have not done so already, say Happy Father's Day over at choosetobehealthy.com and call Jonathan at 866-424-1077 and get some selenium, some whole food selenium. Get at least a couple of hundred micrograms of this form in there every day. And again, I will remind you to increase your omega-3 essential fats, EPA and DHA. Very critical for reducing inflammation and cooling the autoimmunity associated with a lot of thyroid diseases. These are iatrogenic causes, by and large. Modern medicine is destroying our glands, our thyroids, and I've got more discussion of the radiation issue when we come back on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the special Father's Day edition. Call me if you have any questions or comments, 800-259-5791 at robertscottbell.com. Thank you for helping me rock the health world. We'll be right back.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Yeah, dads, I hope you're standing up for health freedom and liberty for your family and country, defending it from, well, the enemies within, really, and in this case, those that are attacking the sanctity of the family. And this is something that is a very real issue. I've covered it probably like no one else in media, talking about the issue of marriage licenses, asking permission to get married of the government. Come on, really? Really? You think you need permission to get married? Come on, man. Where do you... Did government create you? Is that where it came from? We talk about radiation as well. I was mentioning that with thyroid, and there's a lot more you can do with thyroid. My good friends at King Bio have some thyroid homeopathic remedies at kingbio.com. But the radiation issue, the love affair with radiation is amazing. And right now, did you hear Japan is halting the nuclear plant cleanup? Japan is halting the nuclear plant cleanup because it's too radiated? There's too much radiation? This is incredible. This is an incredible thing. We don't need more radiation. In fact, hey, I got word that we got a call on hold. A special Happy Father's Day message may be coming through. Tom, we got a call there? Tom, can you put that call up with me? Do we have who we have? Jeff in Las Vegas or Dr. Batar? I see Dr. Batar there. If you can bring Dr. Batar onto the show. Yes. Dr. Batar, are you there? Oh, I can't hear you, Rashid. Hold on. Crank up the volume for me. We're live on Father's Day here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I think we're hearing from my dear friend, Dr. Rashid Batar.
Hey, Robert. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, there you are. It's so nice to hear from you. Long-time listeners to... Hey, thank you. I just wanted to say long-time listeners to this show know, on the Sunday show, I've had Dr. Batar on over the years, and you may not be aware that on every Monday on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we do a very special, uncensored kind of discussion on all things advanced medicine. We rewind medicine. We do the medical rewind together, and the archives are available for download. I'm telling you, Dr. Batar, the things we've been able to cover are astonishing to me.
Well, it's been certainly a pleasure to be able to have an outlet where we can openly express what we want to regarding the positives and the negatives of the current situation. There are a lot of positives, and things are moving in the right direction. More and more people are becoming intolerant of the misinformation that's been perpetrated and that's been perpetuated out there. So it's good. It's actually exciting, and I look forward to every Monday.
Now, you're a dad who does understand the defense of the family. You know, I've talked about a lot of dads that, you know, we're waiting, and you see the moms are the first to wake up when kids are damaged by vaccines, and sometimes the dads, weirdly enough, are, I don't say indifferent, but they have a bigger struggle or a bigger time relinquishing the kind of worship of medicine that, you know, the vaccines, they couldn't have done that. They couldn't have been wrong about that. Have you seen the difference between men and women and the response?
Without a doubt. I think it's because dads are dealing with supplying the family with sustenance, with shelter on a constant daily basis, and moms have a little bit more, maybe the right word wouldn't be luxury, but they have a little bit more luxury in the sense that they can sit back and they can kind of see what's going on. They're taking care of the child, their primary caregiver, so they can actually see the subtle changes that the father may not have time to pay attention to because he's too busy working and, you know, earning the money to take care of the family. So I would completely agree with your statement.
Yeah, and my message, I'm trying to, you know, it's a dad's day. We're here live on the air, and I'm thinking, you know, what kind of message can we give to wake the dads up to recognize they, you know, they can't turn over just to moms to defend the kids. I mean, we've got to stand up and say, you know, when we think the doctor's wrong and we think they're wrong on the vaccine issue, that we've got to protect our children.
I think a lot of this has to do with the natural response that you can't preach in your own house. So when a mother brings it to the father's attention, his natural tendency is, look, just take care of the kids. You know, this is, you're not a doctor, you're not a this, you're not a that, you don't know these type of things. And but I will tell you that once the father has seen the truth and becomes aware of it, many of my patients, the father will support the mother 100%, doesn't know anything about it, and in fact says openly, I don't know enough about it. She knows about it. She's the one who's learning. She's the one who's spending the time on the computer researching. She's the one who's talking to different people and learning about this. She's the one that's going to the conferences. And so they give 100% support, but it takes some time sometimes for the father to get to that point. And I think, again, it's just a matter of pure economics. You know, people are working, trying to earn a living, and mother's taking care of the child. So I think it's a function of that.
Yeah, I think it. I've seen when the dads wake up, they can become the warriors they were born to be.
Without a doubt, without a doubt. Become sometimes very, very aggressive and animated and very upset, and they don't hesitate to voice it.
Yeah, I'm concerned about the wussification of the American male, honestly, with the way we've kind of acquiesced to authority and authoritarian figures. And I don't mean just in medicine in so many ways. You know, the very fact that, you know, we've been convinced or programmed to believe that we have to ask the government permission to get married. I mean, if you think about it and we go back to history, the whole idea of a marriage license was designed to prevent white people from marrying black people. I mean, that was honestly, that's where it came from, the marriage license.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, this is the lost history of America, and everybody assumes, well, of course, they're the government. We have to ask permission. No, we don't. It used to be between a man and a woman and the Creator. And if you had the religious institutions involved, yes, great. But government saying yay or nay? Come on!
You know, it's funny, because I always use the marriage license to remind my wife that I have a license to own her.
Yes.
That doesn't go very far.
I'm sure she loved that.
She just looks at me with that look like, yeah, okay, whatever, live in your fantasy.
I get plenty of those looks as well, and we dads, we know that look when we see it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, Dr. Bitar, we've got Advanced Medicine Monday, in fact, coming up tomorrow, and we've got a lot of things we're going to be talking about, and I'm glad you called to kind of give a heads up and a Father's Day message. I want to remind everybody, or, you know, for those that forget, on Sundays, we go Monday through Friday as well. And Dr. Bitar has a special website we have linked up, medicalrewind.com, where I also have links to his book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, which is just sensational. And it's been helping people, like we talk about, bring the power of healing back to them in ways through the written word that is just cutting right through it, Dr. Bitar.
Well, I really appreciate you saying that, Robert. I don't know whether I shared this with you or not, but we just became... You know that the book was a Wall Street Journal, USA Today, Amazon bestseller, but a couple of weeks ago we hit the international bestseller list by hitting that number in Korea. So
Nice. Hold on, Dr. Bitar. I want to talk to you on the news break. We got another hour of healing on the special Father's Day edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out at robertscottbell.com. All the links to stories. I will be talking more about breaking news out of Fukushima. The radiation has not stopped. It's the cleanup that has stopped. This is shocking information, and we'll tell you also what to do to protect yourself. I'm here to remind you, even on Father's Day, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.